Chapter 7, The Rusty Knight. Moongobble and I were sitting at the table. Irk was sitting on the table. Pointing at Moongobble, he said, "Dragon of Doom or not, if you want to be a magician, you must fetch those acorns." I know," said Moongobble with a sigh. He slumped back in his big chair, which did not run away from him. "But how?" "I'll help," I said eagerly. I didn't know what good I could do against a dragon, but this sounded like a great adventure. "I'll help too," said Irk. He did not sound happy about the idea. "Thank you, friend," said Moongobble, "but I cannot ask you to go into danger like this." Irk rolled his big eyes. "Don't be silly, Moongobble. What are friends for? Now who else can we get to help?" "I know," I cried. "We could ask the Rusty Knight." "Who is the Rusty Knight?" asked Moongobble. "He lives at the far end of Pigbone. He's not really a knight anymore, but he used to be." "Why isn't he a knight anymore?" asked Irk. "He told me he had one joust too many, and now he always has a ringing in his ears from being whacked on the head so many times. He's a nice man, but kind of strange." "I know the type," said Irk, glancing at Moongobble. "Do you really think he would help us?" asked Moongobble. "It can't hurt to ask," I said. "Then let's go ask," said Moongobble. We started out the door. Chair tried to follow. "You go right back inside," said Moongobble sternly. Chair whimpered, but did as Moongobble said. I was impressed. We walked down the hill past my cottage straight to the home of the Rusty Knight. His cottage had a big flower garden in front with lots of roses. Its walls were covered with ivy, and it had a real glass window, the only one in Pigbone. As we got closer, we heard weird squeaking and clanking sounds from inside. Moongobble knocked on the door. No one answered. "Knock harder," I said. "Maybe he didn't hear you." This time, Moongobble pounded on the door. "Just a minute," called a voice. We heard more clanking and squeaking. Then the door swung slowly open to reveal an old man dressed from head to toe in rusty armor. "Well, at least we know how he got his name," muttered Irk, who was sitting on my shoulder. "Hello, Edward," said the Rusty Knight cheerfully. "I was just trying on the old suit to see if it still fits." He raised his arm, which made a dreadful squeak. "Needs oiling," he said. "Who are your friends?" I introduced Moongobble and Irk, which I had to shout to do. Then Moongobble said, "We go to face a mighty dragon. We are hoping you will join us." "A mighty what?" asked the Rusty Knight. He tried cupping his hand to his ear, but his helmet got in the way. "Dragon," said Moongobble, speaking very clearly. The Rusty Knight looked surprised. "But that's a job for a knight," he said. "You are a knight," I pointed out. He blinked. "Well, yes, of course I am, but I haven't done anything knightly for a long time." "We really do need you," I shouted. "Moongobble has to fetch a treasure that's guarded by the Dragon of Doom."
"Dragon of Gloom?"
asked the Rusty Knight, looking puzzled.
"Doom," bellowed Irk. "Dragon of Doom."
The Rusty Knight looked at Irk. "Ah, talking toad. Reminds me of the old days. So you have to face the Dragon of Doom?" He gazed into the distance for a while. Then he smiled and said, "I cannot move as fast as I used to, and my hearing is not very good, and I squeak a lot, but I'll come if you really want me to." "We do," I said. "All right, help me finish oiling my armor and we'll be on our way." But I knew we would not be on our way just yet. First, we had to talk to my mother. I knew she was not going to like this idea. I also knew I would just die if I didn't get to go along.